Well, I'm glad to be here tonight. I've been looking forward to this. Like that song says, it's a joy to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Joy in the soul. And I've been on cloud nine ever since last week. There's just something about it when you get on a new level with the Lord.
Yes.
And you can go through the week and you can say, I'm stronger coming out than I was going in.
Amen.
I'm glad for that tonight. Got a message on my heart that the Lord gave me. But I got to looking at this, and as I was pondering on it today, this afternoon, I really, really got some good thoughts out of it. And I want to share those with you tonight. Lord, be our helper. If you got your Bibles, turn with me to John chapter 21. A very familiar scripture. We may have even heard this not too long ago. Seems like this scripture's been mentioned several times lately. But I'm going on a different direction with it. And I'm just going to read a little bit of background here to get into that. So you just bear with us. Pray for us tonight. I want to be able to be a vessel of the Lord to use of Him so that He can take me and mold me. And, I need to be like John where he says, I must decrease. And He must increase. Amen. That's what it's all about, is that we decrease so that God can increase in our lives.
Yes.
John chapter 21. Let's go ahead and go down to verse 15 here. This is happening after the resurrection. And it says here in verse 15 of John chapter 21, so when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And he saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs.
Mm-hmm.
He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my sheep. And he saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and shall carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. When he had spoken this, he said unto him, Follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee?
Mm-hmm.
Peter, seeing him, said unto Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee?
Yeah,
follow thou me.
Amen.
Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that the disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, He shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that unto thee? This is the disciple which testifieth of these things, and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. There are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Now, the disciple whom Jesus loved, and this disciple he's talking about is himself, John. Amen. The apostle John here is talking about himself. And that last little half of that, the verses that I read, is what I want to be the focus of the service tonight, the focus of the message. I read this last night, and he said unto him two times here, after he told him three times, to feed my sheep, feed my lambs, feed my sheep.
Yeah.
He told him to follow me. Amen. Peter, being the personality that he was, he got a little ahead of himself. You know, I remember when he was out on the water, he gets a little ahead of himself, and he begins to look on other things and begins to sink. But it says here that Peter was looking at the other disciple. He was looking at what the other man was going to do. And he began to ask the Lord. He saw him. He said, Lord, what shall this man do? And Jesus reported back to him. He said, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee?
Yep.
Follow thou me.
Right.
Amen. And it said that went abroad is saying that John would not die. And a lot of times we see that today. We read the Bible and we think it says one thing, but really it says something else. And they got their wires crossed, but Jesus didn't say that. He said, if I will that he tarry. In other words, if I will that John lives 2,000 more years until that I come, what is that to thee? What business is that to you, Peter? Follow me. That's your business. That's you and I's business today. It's not what our neighbor's doing. It's not what the church down the road is doing. It's, are we following Christ? Are we doing what He wants us to do today?
Amen.
And that's what was on my heart. That's what's on my heart is, be careful who you follow. Amen.
Yes.
Be careful who you follow. Amen. You might want to ask yourself, who are you following today? And within our spiritual righteous self, we might say, well, I follow Jesus, brother. I follow Him. But you know, there's some other things in this life that it's real easy to get wrapped up in. It's real easy to start comparing yourself with and worrying about what somebody else's situation is doing. Amen. Don't say it can't happen to you because it happened to Peter.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Lord, what's so-and-so over here going to do?
Yeah.
What's so-and-so over here at this church going to do? Or even worse, Lord, I don't feel like I'm as good as so-and-so over here.
Yeah.
I can't sing as good as so-and-so. I can't preach as good as so-and-so. I can't testify as good as so-and-so. I didn't recover from drugs and alcohol. I ain't never had a testimony about getting over cancer or anything like that. Lord, I'm just a nobody. Hey, newsflash, everybody is a nobody compared to Jesus. Amen. The Bible says that God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
Amen.
He chose the weak things of the world to confound the mighty. Amen. And that's the kind of boat that the disciples were in. He didn't choose the finest men out there. He didn't go out there looking for men to touch CEOs and three-piece suits. He looked for some old ragged fishermen. Amen. That knew how to work. Knew how to put their hands to a task and knew how to get the job done.
Yeah.
That's the kind of people God's looking for today.
Amen.
He wants you to follow Him. He doesn't want you to be concerned about what everybody else is doing. Amen. Yeah. Our job is to follow Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
Peter had a work that God was going to use him for.
Yeah.
He had a great work that He wanted to use him for.
Amen.
Amen. And he began. Amen. It's so amazing to me how he says, follow me. Amen. Because before that, he already gave him the task that he was supposed to be doing. He said, feed my lambs.
Amen.
Peter, all I want you to do is feed my lambs. All I want you to do is feed my sheep.
Yeah.
Amen. If you can do that little thing that God has put you to task, He can trust you with more.
Mm-hmm.
He can trust you with bigger things.
Yeah.
Hey, but you begin to look at your small thing, you say, Lord, it ain't much. Hallelujah. Hey, there's a lot of people in the Bible that didn't have much. Hey, there's a widow woman. All she had was a little barrel full of meal. Wasn't even full. It was just a little bit. So maybe enough to scrape the bottom of the barrel. Amen. And Elijah came her way. And she didn't think she was going to do anything with that. She said,
Amen.
I'm just going to make myself and my son a cake. And then we're going to die. Amen.
Amen.
Talk about loss without hope. But Elisha said, you know, that's fine. That's good and dandy. But make me a cake first. Make me a little cake first. Amen. And she obeyed the Lord. Because she obeyed the Lord, you know what? That might have been her whole reason for being there. You know, maybe she had to get down to the bottom of the barrel so that God could use her in a great work. A lot of times we think we have to have the biggest paycheck. We have to have the finest car. We have to have the best clothes. Hey, but God wants to use you when you have to trust in Him.
Amen.
She couldn't do anything on her own. She didn't have enough meal in the barrel to be able to take care of the rest of her life. But God said, I'm going to take that little and I'm going to make it much.
Yeah, amen.
There's an old song that says, little is much when God is in it. Amen. He took that little thing of meal, made a cake out of it for Elijah and for his son, for himself. Amen. And when she went back, the meal was full.
Amen.
I believe it said it lasted a whole season. Amen. They didn't even get to the bottom. Couldn't even see the bottom. Because God was miraculously filling it up.
Amen.
There's another woman who was in debt. This was Elisha's turn, amen, to do a work. She was in debt and didn't have much of anything. Was afraid she was going to have to sell her sons. Amen, to be able to pay off this debt. But Elisha told her to get her a barrel, put some oil in it. Amen, and they had to use that. And because of her faith, there was enough oil in the barrel to pay the debt. And there was enough oil for them to live on.
Amen. Amen.
God was able to use their little.
Amen.
Amen. Why is that? Because people follow God. Amen. Be careful who you follow today. Amen. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Amen. Sometimes all God wants us to do is just a little bit of thing. Hey, to make the first step.
Amen.
Amen. Peter didn't have to walk all the way across the water to Jesus.
Yeah.
All he had to do was take the first step.
Yeah.
And Jesus was there to help him the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Sometimes we like to get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
We like to look down the road and say, well, there's no way I'll get over there from point A to point Z. Amen. I just don't see how it's possible. But God don't want you to get point Z right now. He'll figure that out later.
Amen.
Amen. God wants you to step off from A to B. And then you can go from B to C. And then you go from C to D all the way up until you finish the journey of life.
Amen.
We don't know how it's going to turn out in the end. We have to trust God for today. We have to trust God for today.
Yeah.
And we have to trust God for tomorrow. He knows what's going on.
Yeah.
He knows the outcome of everything.
That's right.
Amen. There's this commercial I go back to time and time again. Allstate, you're in good hands with Allstate.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you're in good hands with the Almighty this morning, this evening. God knows the rest of the way. He can take care. Amen. He's got you covered. Amen. If you're covered by the blood, He's got you covered.
Yeah.
There's so much in this chapter. But Jesus, amen, I've got a few more places to go. It says here in Matthew chapter 16, verse 23, it said, this is after Peter. Amen, he told him they're going to crucify him. They're going to take him and kill him, and he's going to rise again in 3 days. Jesus said about himself. Peter had a problem with that. Amen. Tonight's message is going to be on Peter a lot. But it's going to hit us as well where we live.
Yeah.
But it said Peter had a problem with this. He said he took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. Verse 23. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me.
That's right.
For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but of those that be of men. Notice this. This is kind of goes along with our service tonight. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, follow me.
Mm-hmm.
For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there will be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Jesus said, if you're going to follow him, if you're going to come after Jesus, you got to deny yourself. You got to take up your cross, and you got to follow Him. Amen. Will you lose yourself for Christ today, so that you can gain yourself for Christ tomorrow?
Yeah.
Amen. Will you count it all as done? Amen. That you might be able to have a prize in heaven one day after a while. Paul said, I count all things as done. None of these things move me that I might win Christ. Christ is the ultimate prize. Amen. Eternal life is the ultimate prize. Amen. There ain't nothing that you can buy in this world that'll satisfy like Christ will. There ain't nothing you can eat in this world that'll satisfy like Christ will. There's nothing you can experience in this world. Amen. Like Christ can. Amen. Like you can experience through Him. When those chains begin to fall off. And when that weight begins to lift. And you can finally say within your heart, praise God, amen, for victory, amen. There's no feeling in the world like that. Everything else puts a bond on you.
Amen.
Drugs put a bond on you.
Yeah.
You say, well, I'll go home, I'll get high on the drugs.
Amen.
Well, you're a slave to them drugs.
Yeah.
Only Christ can set you free. Amen. When you're free, the weight is gone, the weight is lifted. He said, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Yeah,
amen. The world continually presses down.
Yeah.
Continually presses down. Jesus, when he was in the garden, was pressed down. He was the olive garden, basically.
Yeah.
Mount Olives there where the olive press was. Amen. Spiritually in the world, amen, was on his shoulders and he was being pressed down,
amen,
in the garden. That's why he prayed the way he did.
Amen.
Jesus said, you need to lose your life. Amen. For my sake, and I will help you gain it. You see, everything with God seems to be a paradox. Amen. It doesn't make sense to us in our old mind, our fleshly mind. We think, what in the world do you mean? How in the world am I supposed to live by dying? And we find in 1 Corinthians 15 that said, except a corn of wheat that fall in the ground and die, it's not fit for anything. You can't live.
Amen.
How can foolish things confound the wise? I don't know. God does.
Yeah, sure.
How is it that the preaching, the foolishness of preaching is the power of God? I don't understand that. To us,
Amen.
It's foolish.
Yeah.
But to God, He knows what He's doing. Our ways are not His ways. His ways are much higher than our ways. His thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. Which is why when we worry, amen, it just doesn't make any sense to worry because God's got everything in control. We see things through these old fleshly eyes. God sees beyond that. He sees outside the borders of our fallibilities, amen. He sees outside the borders of our weaknesses and our infirmities, and He sees what's beyond that. And He looks at that and He says, follow me. There's an old game, follow the leader. Jesus said later on, I believe it was, maybe it was in another gospel, He said, if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of blind people out there today. We talk about being deaf on purpose. There's a lot of blind people who are blind on purpose.
That's right.
I'll follow so-and-so. Why? Because they say it like I like to hear it.
Yeah.
Or they do things that I like the way they do that. So I'm just going to follow them. Mm-hmm. Not looking ahead to see the ditch they're about to head to.
That's right.
Jesus said, follow me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Follow me.
Amen.
That's the most important thing we can do in this life is follow Him. Take up our cross, deny ourselves, follow Him.
Yeah,
amen. Because He'll help us carry it.
Amen.
Amen. He's the one that already knows what it feels like to put a cross on His back and go toward victory.
Yeah.
Now each and every one of us, if we're saved, we're a soldier fighting for the Lord, but we've all got a cross to carry.
Yeah.
Amen. And we're looking for the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Towards the end, the Bible said that Jesus, amen, He did all these things for the joy that was before Him. Amen. And the ultimate prize that we have to attain is Christ Himself. And Jesus says, follow me. If He knows where He's going, why don't we follow Him?
Yeah.
If He knows how to get there, why don't we follow Him?
Yeah. Amen.
Everybody knows I play guitar. Everybody knows I like to play guitar. I enjoy it. I get a lot out of it. I try to practice. I try to get more out of it. But there's always something in everybody's life that you feel that you're not good enough at. And you know what you begin to do? You begin to look at so-and-so who's a lot better than you are.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, man, I wish I could play like that.
Yeah.
Man, if I'd practice more, if I'd do this more, if I'd do that more. And everything just keeps getting in the way. And you have to keep moving on to other things, and you can't really get the time that you like to spend doing something. And you begin to get discouraged, begin to get downhearted.
Amen.
With me, it's music and other things. With you, it might be something else. But there's a danger of falling into the trap that we compare ourselves. Paul said, then to compare themselves with themselves are not wise.
Amen.
You get down in your spiritual walk, and you think, why can't I shout like Brother Ron? Why can't I preach like Brother Jerry? Why can't I sing like so-and-so? Why can't I do this? Why can't I do this? The devil would love to get you in that place.
Yeah.
That's where you get down in the valley of the multitudes and the valley of decision, right there.
Yeah.
Well, Lord, I don't feel like I need to be doing this because I can't do it like so-and-so. What should I be doing? And then you're wringing your hands, you're walking, you're pacing the floor. You wonder, Lord, what's going on here?
Amen.
Jesus said, follow me.
Yep.
That's right, brother.
Don't worry about what else so-and-so's doing.
That's right.
What's that any of your business? What's that to you?
That's right.
Follow me.
Come on, brother.
Yep.
Follow me. I'll show you where you need to go.
Amen.
I'll tell you how to get there. But you got to follow me.
Yeah.
Amen. For me to follow somebody, you know what that means? I've got to put my trust in that person.
That's right.
Amen.
I have to submit to the way that that person is going.
Yes.
Amen.
For me to truly follow somebody, I have to deny myself. Mm-hmm. I have to deny what I think is okay. Mm-hmm. If I put my trust in GPS, I have to completely forget what I know about guidance. I have to say, okay, get me there. Now, it definitely doesn't work all the time. I don't know if they do that anymore, but you can change the voice on the GPS. And there's one time, I don't remember where it was, somewhere in Livingston or something, I like to listen to Yoda from Star Wars, the way he talks funny. I had Yoda on there telling me how to get someplace, and he ended up getting me somewhere where there was a big gate and there was a river flowing right across the water in the way. I said, well, thanks, Yoda, the force ain't with you today. But I'm telling you, I have to put my trust in whatever it is I'm following. That's part of being a follower. I mean, if you're the leader, then you're the one that's being entrusted to guide somebody. If you're a follower, you're the person that's submitted your own knowledge of things, and you have to actually be following that person.
Amen.
Jesus said, I want you to be a follower.
Yeah.
Follow me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Follow me. Let me read something interesting to you. Back in Matthew, when this whole thing first began,
mm-hmm.
back in Matthew chapter 4, we find that Jesus, just as coming out of the wilderness, begins to walk along the shore of Galilee, the Sea of Galilee, around in that area.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff happening in Galilee.
Yeah.
It said in verse 18, Matthew chapter 4, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea.
Uh-huh.
For they were fishers. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
Right.
And straightway, which means immediately, no hesitation, they straightway left their nets
mm-hmm.
and followed him.
Yeah.
They denied themselves, took up the cross, followed him. And going on from thence, he saw two other brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. They left their father,
Amen.
They left their ship, they left their family, they forsook it all to follow Christ.
Yeah.
And it says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with the devils, and those which were a lunatic, and those that had palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan. The fact of the matter is, whether you realize it or not, you're following somebody. The world is seeking for somebody
Amen.
To follow. That's why the Antichrist is going to be so effective when he gets here. The world wants a leader. They don't want Trump. They don't want whoever else would have been elected in the White House. When Trump leaves, they ain't going to want who they got in the White House then. They're going to be seeking somebody to lead them because they want to follow somebody. And the problem is, that desire to follow is being focused in the wrong direction. It's being focused toward evil things. I thought about this earlier today. It amazed me. We don't think about the words we use a lot of the times, like the word follow. Now, Jesus spoke in parables, and I'm going to kind of give you another illustration in today's time, kind of a parable.
Bless
talking about comparing things, brother.
Yeah.
If you get on Facebook and you friend somebody, if you'll look in there, on their page, it'll say, following. You are now following the person that you friended. Now, I don't know about you, but when I friend somebody, I unfollow them immediately. I don't want to have anything to do with all my feeds being, you know, completely messed up with stuff I don't care about. I'll be your friend, but I ain't going to follow you. Because I don't have time to look at everybody, millions and millions of different posts everybody does. But you follow somebody. Now, when you follow somebody, that means that you want to stay connected with them. You want to know the updates in their life. You want to know what's going on with them. You're interested in what they do. And to find out about that, you go to what's called your news feed. That way you can see all the news on the page of what your friends are doing. And I got to think, you know what's amazing? They got their news feed. This right here is the good news feed.
Amen.
Amen.
The good news feed. You want to follow Christ? Check your good news feed once in a while.
Amen.
And you follow somebody and you get all their updates. You know exactly what's going on in their life. That's using Facebook as an illustration.
Yeah.
But we put it, if we are really being a parable, we got to put that spiritually.
Yeah.
What would it be like if we could, every day when we wake up, we could say, Jesus, I'm going to add you as a friend. You're my friend. He's a friend. is sticking closer than any Facebook friend will.
Amen.
He's a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. He is more than blood kin. Well, if you say, Jesus, I want to know everything about you, I'm going to go to my good news feet. That ought to make you shout this morning, amen. I want to know more about my Lord.
Amen.
Amen. If I could do it with people here on this earth that don't know a lick about me, I could do it with Jesus. Amen. He wants to know everything about me. Why don't I want to know everything about Him?
Amen.
Why don't I follow Him as religiously as I do, or as some people do? People on Facebook. I mean, not saying that there's anything wrong with enjoying some people's content and things like that. We get wrapped up in that a lot. We don't really think about it. What does it mean to follow somebody?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And are you following Jesus with as much zeal as you're following these people? Jerry quoted a scripture this morning. He's talking about Israel. I wouldn't, above all things, that Israel might be saved. They have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge.
That's right.
Today we get wrapped up in things. We don't really think about it.
That's right.
We don't put on our thinking caps.
Amen.
I'm going to wrap this up because I want to really show you how this comes full circle. This really got a hold of me today when I was studying this. The first thing Jesus said to Peter was, follow me. I just read it. He saw Peter. He saw Andrew. First words out of his mouth were, follow me.
Amen.
We look back over here in the original text. In John chapter 21, verse 22, after Peter says, what shall this man do? Jesus says, if I will till that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee?
Yeah.
Follow me.
Yeah.
He bookends it. Follow me. At the very beginning of his ministry, his relationship with Peter. At the very end of his relationship with Peter, he says, follow me. He says, Peter, you're going to go through some things. You're going to be killed in a manner that you don't want to be killed in. We know through legend that Peter was supposedly crucified upside down. He's talking about another would bear thee up. That would be the cross. But he had already begun to talk to him there. He said, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. He said, I want you to follow me, but through all this, I'll tell you what to do. I'll help you with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go back to John 21 and go from the first part. We only touched the last part. I'm going to go from the first part of this chapter.
Amen.
John chapter 21, verse 1. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise he showed himself. If you go back to John chapter 6, very first verse, it says, the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Jesus starts Peter's ministry at the Sea of Galilee. Jesus ends over at the Sea of Galilee. We just read it. Tiberias is Galilee. Right here. Comes full circle. Jesus had never left Peter. He's never forsaken Peter. At the end of his life, at the end of his ministry, while he's here on this earth, Jesus is with Peter. At the beginning of his ministry, Jesus is with Peter. Jesus said, Lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world.
Yeah.
He said, he went to the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise he showed himself. It's so amazing how it's the same kind of thing. When they was in the Sea of Galilee, he saw the men over there on a boat washing their nets or fishing. He was on the shore, they were on the water. Over here in John chapter 21, he's on the shore, they're on the water. Ties right in together. There were two together, Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, that's James and John, we just read earlier, and two other disciples. There's about seven in all. And Simon Peter saith unto them, I go fishing. And they say unto him, we'll also go with thee. And they went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing.
Mm-hmm.
These are fishers. These are fishers. They know all about fishing.
Yeah.
They didn't catch a thing. They knew all about the Sea of Galilee. They'd been out there. That's the sea that Peter began to walk on the water. That's an amazing place. What Mount Sinai is in the Old Testament, a lot of what the Sea of Galilee is in the New Testament. A lot of things happened there when Jesus was on this earth. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. And then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? And they answered him, no. He said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved, that's John, saith unto Peter, It is the Lord.
Yeah.
Talk about a revelation. They had just seen Christ crucified before this. It is the Lord. He's back.
Yep.
Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. He just dove head first, and the other disciples came in a little ship. Here they are rowing. Peter just dives, just gets right in that water and just said, I'm coming right to you, Lord. Here comes the other disciples. They wouldn't get out of the boat before, and they ain't getting out of the boat now. They were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon in bread. Jesus was a cookie. Jesus said to them, bring of the fish which ye have caught. Now, caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land, full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. And Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them fish, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. And then we go into what we were just talking about. Simon, do you love me?
Yeah.
Here Jesus is on the side where they began their ministry. He's at the end of the ministry for his part before he leaves and comes back as the Holy Ghost. Amen. Here he is, and he begins to talk to these people, and the whole time he's setting things up for this follow me business. He's able to make fish jump in the boat if need be. He's able to make fish go in the net. When they had done all they could do, Jesus showed up.
Amen.
And things started to happen. Jesus had everything taken care of. He already had bread. He had fish on the fire. He said, just come and die. Jesus has got everything already spread for us. He says, if you just follow me, you can come and die at my table. If you just follow me, everything will be provided. Everything will be furnished. You know, we're talking about the marriage supper. The place is furnished with guests. Jesus has got everything under control. All we have to do is what he tells us to do.
Yep.
For Peter, it was feed my sheep. And we find that Peter feeds the sheep as he goes out in the book of Acts. We've been studying on that. He goes out and he preaches. He goes out and he feeds the sheep. The sheep are, they need a shepherd.
Yep.
They're going to follow somebody. They need a shepherd to follow. Jesus said, my sheep, I'm the good shepherd of my sheep. Hear my voice, and they know it.
Amen.
And another they will not follow. Whose voice are we listening to today? Are we listening to what so-and-so is doing down the road, thinking, I need to be like that person. I need to be doing something so that I can be just like them. For God created us. He created me to do the job he put me out there for. He created you to do the job that he put you out there for. And it's our job to follow him.
Amen.
So the next time you begin worrying about, well, I'm not like so-and-so, or what that other person's doing, it's time to take another look. It's time to look back at yourself and say, am I following Christ? Am I truly following him? Because if you are, then you trust him. If you are, you're picking up his good news feed. You're reading more about it every day. More and more about the Lord.
Amen.
And no matter what you do, you're following Christ.
Yeah.
Job, we've read that Job this morning. Job said, though he slay me, if he decides to kill me right here, I'm still going to trust him.
Amen. Yeah.
Why? Because the power of death and life is in his hands. He raises up one, he sets down another. I know it's quiet here tonight, that's good. The seed's going out.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it takes root on good ground. Mm-hmm. Are you following Christ?
Right.
Be careful who you follow. That's my message tonight. I hope it goes home with you. I hope you take it. You can use it sometime this week. I'd ask Melissa if she comes, play something soft on the piano.
Amen.
And while she does, search your heart this evening.
Amen.
I had to do some soul searching last night. The Lord led me directly to that. When I was fighting, when I found that within myself, the devil likes to use that on me.
Amen.
Oh, you could play like so-and-so, or you could write like so-and-so, or you could do like so-and-so.
Amen.
Jesus said, what is that to thee?
Yep.
Follow me.
Right.
Pay attention to me. Amen. Get your eyes on the Lord and off of man. Do you need to come tonight and get a renewal with the Lord? Is there something that you just don't feel close enough to the Lord with? Is there something that's just eating away at you? Are you going to decide to serve the Lord tonight with all your heart? Are you going to decide that I'm tired of following what everything else in the world is going on? You worry about different things that are going on. You hear things in the media. Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, instead of picking up the newspaper, pick up the good news.
Yep.
That right there will never steer you wrong.
Yep.
Never steer you wrong.
Amen.
Would you come tonight if you have a need? The Lord is standing here with outstretched arms welcoming you to know more about Him. Say, preacher, I want to know more about Jesus.
Amen.
That's good. That's real good. What are you going to do about it?
Amen.
Are you going to open your Bible this week? Are you going to pray? Are you going to talk to the Lord? You know, the devil likes to get in my mind and begins to make me think, you'll sound like a crazy person if you just go rambling off. Sometimes I want to talk to the Lord so bad, but the devil makes you think you're going to look like a weirdo.
Amen.
Sometimes I want to go shouting in the house. Sometimes I want to go, dry spells. We talked about that last week,
yeah.
Brother Jerry. I go between dry spells and I think to myself, man, sometimes I just want to preach here in the house because I feel like it needs to come out.
Yeah.
Why don't we do those things? Why don't we do when God says, follow me?
Amen.
Why do we back up? Why are we stuck? Why am I stuck? Every day is a struggle. Every day is another reassessment of, Lord, have I done or am I doing what you would have me do 110%? Am I holding back? We listened to a message earlier today talking about Ananias and Sapphira. They kept back part of the money that they had for the land. How many times we go in the church house, we walk through the door, we say, Lord, I'm tired. I don't feel like being here 100%. I'm going to give you 50. I'm going to hold back part from the Lord. How many times we hold back from the Lord? Jesus, on the cross, He didn't hold back not one cent.
That's right.
He didn't hold back not one drop of blood. He shed it all. We might be free. We might have life. Have it more abundantly.
Right.
We're supposed to go through life having a more abundant life than the world has.
Right.
But I'm sad to say it looks like the world's having a lot more fun than the Christians are nowadays. We need to make a change. We need to start following the Lord. We can live happy and free. We can live at liberty. Appreciate your attention tonight. I'm going to turn the service back over, Brother Jerry. You have a need, offer still open.